This call is now being recorded.
But do you understand what I'm saying about the people maybe, like, I know you're not trying to intimidate anybody, but the people may be intimidated by
But see, listen, they don't want them here. But see, once we go, guess what? They is going to go to jail. So guess what? Our contract ends at 2 p.m. here. Anything after 2 p.m., they're going to call the police, and they're going to take criminal trespass on. So I don't know. After 2 o'clock, I don't know what they do.
I'm going to call the police after 2
o'clock. I'm not going to be here. After 2 o'clock, then, hey.
What are you saying if we're not wrapped up and out of here by 2 o'clock?
No, y'all can be here. Y'all have to be in this designated area. This is where they want y'all. Okay. Right here, up here, above on this field. For some reason, I don't know why. I don't know. They just said, have y'all come right here. That's it.
So are you going to be here every Tuesday?
Correct? I'm going to be here every day. I'm coming back tonight at 9. That's why at 2 o'clock I'm out of here. Like, I need to rest. I just got off from here at 5 o'clock this morning. Like, I'm tired. Like,
so
I'm beyond tired. Yeah, we came out from 10 to 2 this morning.
Well, we
to keep the crowd.
So what is it that you're saying at 2 o'clock?
No, I said at 2 o'clock, I'm gone. I don't know, you know, where y'all going to go. At the 2 o'clock, we're gone. So once we're gone, then, hey.
So you just don't
know. I don't see me no more. After 2 o'clock.
You're just saying you don't know, or you're saying you do know that we
No, 10 to 2. They just told me to work from 10 to 2. That's it. I don't know.
But do you know whether
I think affirm that she's suggesting that she's not going to stop you after 2.
They just wanted y'all in their designated area. That's it. But, yeah, y'all allowed to be here. They just wanted y'all in the designated area. I'm telling people. I done told people that y'all was giving away free stuff anyway, the people that was coming by. So they're going to come up.
We can't sit down here and tell people to go up there. They know our faces.
I know that.
Well, what if we just put the sign somewhere that's not right here where you're supposed to stand? Because the folks up there might not see it. You know, if somebody looks out their window, they're not going to see it. They're just going to see a couple cops.
Earthworm. I think, Earthworm.
Yeah.
You there? I think
I
that
hear
you should, my opinion is that you should explain to the lady, like, look, it's nothing personal, but we need to be here in order to do this. And you can tell your bosses that that's what we're going to do and that there was nothing you could do about it, right? Like, she's in a difficult position because she's been given orders and she needs to be shown to follow them or she'll be in trouble, right?
Sure.
I think you should just explain to her, like, look, here's the deal. We need to be here. It's not against you. You can just tell your boss that we said we needed to be here and, you know, they can do what they need to do. If they need to call the cops, then so be it. Because, like, I don't think they're going to, you know? It's such a minor quibble.
Yeah, and that's just for this time. Yeah, we're not trying to stress you out. I mean, we know you're trying to
stress you out. I'm not stressed out. I'm just saying this was the part that we wanted. I had to go by what, you know, my contract, what I'm paid to do. So I can't, you know, go against what they're telling me.
But, I mean, you see what we're saying. We need to be here in order for the people to know that we're up there. Because if they don't know we're up there, we really can't be what we came here to do. So, you know, it's nothing personal. We're not trying to make life hard on you, but why don't you just go ahead and tell them, you know, we need to be here.
They assume that's why the traffic kind of slow.
She should tell them that you're not going to leave. That, like, you asked us to leave and we're not going to.
Well, if anybody you know, if anybody wants to go to jail, they can do that. Well, they didn't say anything about we couldn't put the sign right across there. What if we do that?
I'm just saying, like, it probably doesn't make sense to try to negotiate with the security guard. The security guard doesn't even have any authority. It probably makes more sense to just explain to the security guard what you're going to do and suggest that the security guard relay that information to whoever's in charge. And then, like, if the decision maker has a problem, then they can come.
Just that they relay it.
Your mama sent you down here? Oh, okay.
We were thinking about rolling around. Cars.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, tires. Some boxes and stuff.
Oh, we did that. We were also thinking
maybe bring, like, a box of apples at least so people don't feel like coming down. They can at least have that.
There's a couple of places where, like, the lady in the corner apartment over there, I can go talk to her.
Well, my only if we could just tell them, like, look, we have to do this. and I guess you can call management and call the cops if you want. And they probably won't, right?
I'm not gonna talk anymore. So y'all please move back that way. With the sign, all the traffic need to come back up that way. Please. Out of all due respect, everybody gonna have to move back up that way. Please. I can't even, ma'am, that's not my rule. Only thing I gotta say, everything is
back
that way.
Arthur, can you tell me who's talking now? Who's talking now?
Security guard.
Okay, it's the same security guard. Yeah, if I were you, I would just explain politely, like, look, we need to be here. It's not personal, but you should just tell management or tell who's in charge that that's what's happening. If that's what y'all want
to
do. Beyond a certain point, this is harassment. This is, like, interfering with what we're trying to do. And, like,
it's not about the rudeness. It's just that we're not able to do what we're trying to do if we can't be visible here.
She don't want. That's all on her.
Well, let's just tell her it doesn't really work for us to be back there if we're invisible. People that are able to see it and know it's up there? Well, maybe we should just have some folks walk around.
Somebody can
just say, they don't want nobody
close to the ground. They don't want nobody here. Well, maybe you can be here.
I live out here.
I think he's allowed to stand on the public property because we looked through the lease really carefully and it said residents.
I'm just doing my part, so after this, it's out of my hands, so I'm letting y'all know the police are going to come because, I mean, she's going to call.
Is she going to call the cops for us to stand here?
That is so frustrating.
They're calling the cops on us.
Call them here. I stay out here.
They might just throw us in the cop car, but maybe you better take the van then. I'll stand here because if the cops come, I strongly doubt they're going to throw me in the paddy wagon just for standing here. I'll stand here with the sign. You cannot get arrested, so you and Savannah go and take the van. If I stand here, the cops will come and they'll tell me we have to go. And then half footage of that.
Okay, do we have someone?
Oh, no.
Okay, let's not do the banner there. We'll do it up by the food then.
Yeah, can we do it by the food?
I mean, they are talking about people.
What do you think, Marlon? Should we... What do you say, Marlon?
So security says that they're calling the police on you?
I guess security's saying that management is calling the police.
Okay. I mean... Okay.
But Julia can't get arrested. You got to get on an international flight in the next couple days.
Yeah, but I mean, they, like, gave you permission to be there, so I don't know what they're calling the police about.
They gave us permission to be up there, but not down here where we usually do it.
Yeah. But, I mean, they can't, like, well, I guess I don't know. I guess they could give you a trespass order if they really wanted to.
If somebody with the cameras can be up within the cones and just film me from there if the cops come. From a safe place. Maybe you could film from a safe place if the cops come.
I want to put that sign slap dead in the front of the motherfucking apartment.
But then what about the people in the apartments that won't see it?
Right, you're right.
We
got to
do that too. We could do the banner in front and then the sign down here.
Oh, she need me to ride.
Are you going to drive
around?
I'm going
to ride with her right quick around.
So I guess the cops are on their way because I'm standing here with the sign.
He says, what am I supposed to do if two people are going to overpower me?
I'll be back.
I got the hat camera from recording. Every time she talks, I'm like... So I'm hoping that somebody up there will film the cops from within our designated area if they come and talk to me. If they come and talk to me...
I mean, you just explain yourself, right?
I kind of doubt that the cops will just, like, throw me directly into the paddy wagon without speaking to me at all.
I mean, at this point, it's just harassment, right? It's like, it doesn't matter what their specific demands are or what, like, specifically they're coming to, like, hassle you about. Like, they're sending security out to, like, boss you around while you're just trying to give food out. It's like, it's just unreasonable. It's just rude, you know?
I'm hoping this hat footage is good, though. Well, whenever somebody talks, they go like that.
Yes.
Well, you noticed because you knew, but she didn't notice at all. Yeah? Uh-huh. Absolutely. You can...
They don't want us to have their signs here.
Not really even have a three-person cup one.
You think that they're really calling the cops?
I think so. I mean, that's all that they do.
But security just told you this, right?
Yeah.
The security guard doesn't seem like they really have much, if any, like, agency. You know,
right?
She was, like, the security guard was basically just like, look, I'm just out here until 2 o'clock. I'm supposed to tell you to go there. After that, I don't give a fuck.
So the other one's pissed off. She's the one that was like, I don't even feel good right now.
Right. So I guess that is to say, who knows what management is actually deciding to do, you know?
Oh, I think they call the cops because that is all they know how to do.
It's yeah, possibly. I mean, it would make sense for the manager to at least come out and try to talk to you, right?
Do you want to call Ashley or what's her name?
We don't have her number. If you can get it, if you can get her card at some point, that would be a good idea.
I don't eat this. We got some free groceries up here. You want some groceries? Come get them. They're up here in the parking lot back there.
I got to drop in like 10, in 5 minutes, by the way, Worm.
Dude, I think the hat's dying.
I can leave the call recording if you need.
Yeah, sure. Don't you need it for work?
No, like, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to have to drop for a meeting inside, but I don't need the phone, so I could leave it recording if you wanted.
Yeah, just put it on mute. You guys want the food?
What happened?
They don't want us to do our groceries giveaway down here. They told us we had to be up there.
So you go, wow. You said somebody was cute over here.
No. Are they going to call the cops on me for just standing here? Well, you all just make sure that if cops come, that it's somebody filming it from here. Somebody from the safe area or whatever. Julia said she would, but I don't know if she's got cameras. My hat camera died. Oh, who said that? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, maybe that had to do with it.
Can you repeat what happened?
Gabe said that he called the management and said he was with a church and a bunch of other churches were mad about them kicking us out.
Oh, like in the past days?
When did Gabe do that? So sometime in the past few days.
Okay. Interesting.
Just so they're waiting on management to call the cops. Marlon might be right. I don't know if they're really going to call the cops. If they're like, there's one person down there with the sign. They got to be kind of wearing out their welcome with the cops, right?
Yeah, they don't.
I kind of feel like I should go follow them up there and be like, tell me more about how I'm not allowed to have this time. Oh, you have a friend.
Not having a sign on the corner.
I don't think there is a law. We looked really thoroughly through the lease that the tenants sign, and it specifies that tenants are allowed to use the common areas, and they're allowed to invite guests as long as the purpose that they're using it for is not disruptive or too loud or criminal.
Okay.
So it looks to us like the lease specifically says that this is allowed, because we have been invited by the residents here. They want us here, and we're not doing anything disruptive. So,
and the lawyers you've talked to agree with that.
The lawyers that we've talked to agree with that. So I think the management might be incorrect in thinking that they have the right to tell the tenants that they can't have guests here. There wasn't anything in the lease that we found to suggest that the management had the right to override people inviting guests to come use the public space. There's a type of law with leasing, particularly, that gives some of the property rights of the property owner over to the lessee. That's why your landlord can't just walk into your house, for example, and why they have to put in the lease specific conditions about how and when maintenance can come in. So the landowner may think that they have the right to disinvite anybody from the property, but it does not say that in the lease. I think they might be incorrect in thinking that they can override the resident's decision about having guests in accordance with the conditions in the lease. Oh, the cab police is here.
The cab police showed up?
They're here.
I think you should take a just like, look, this is really unreasonable. This is harassment. Like, can't we just give our food out in peace? Kind of angle.
Sure. Hi, how are you? Yeah, that's up there with the cone. Yeah, and we have the food up there.
If you take your sign and your phone, and let the people we're talking about.
Sure, and we try to speak to the security guards about it. I was just telling them that the people can't really see us back there.
Yes, ma'am.
So if I can just be there by myself with the sign, we don't have any food.
Well, I mean, if you want to get that clarified by the property, that's cool, but they were asking that you take the sign and you guys and be in the designated zone that they were requesting you to be there.
Well, how about I just be out here with the sign and let the people know that it's up there? Because if the people don't know that it's up there, then
the lady from the security was saying that you guys were told about a designated spot with cones and stuff.
Uh-huh, right there with the cones.
Right here?
That's
right. Okay, so she was saying that you guys need iPhone personnel and your signs have to be there as well. They don't want the stuff over here in the grassy area.
It's
so if you guys, guys just move over that way, because they can see it. Everybody's going to see it coming in this place. I mean, naturally, everybody
really
looks.
Because the people that look out
and
there.
You guys have been doing this for quite some time now.
Right, but we do it here, and if they see just a couple of security guards and nobody, if they look out the window, they're not going to see it here. But if I'm here with the
but
sign.
But you guys have established yourself here. You guys have been here before.
You
right?
understand what I'm saying? If people see that there's nobody here, they're not going to come out to go all the way up and look there. But if they can see me, then they'll say, oh, that's the girl that does the distro. And
well, are you the person in charge of this?
It's not really a person in charge type thing.
Well,
it's all horizontal.
Is this somebody who's coordinating this?
It's all horizontal. Any one of us would be.
Okay, well, then who's going to be the designated person to talk to the property manager? That's what I need to know.
Well, I'd be happy to talk to her. If anybody
well, if you want to speak to them, they're up in the office.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, let's do that.
You can get clarification.
Well, but
that's okay for you guys to be right here with that sign. So be it. But if not,
okay.
They're requesting it just be. So if you get a clarification from them that it's okay, then.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. But what I'm saying is that they called because your sign and you guys are over here on the corner. What they want is just everybody over there in that little area.
Does this seem like the tiniest bit ridiculous?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're here on behalf of the property, you know, and the being that this is private property.
Well, if you look at the lease, it actually does say that the residents are allowed to invite guests and are allowed to make use of the property.
Are you invited to someone's home, is what you're saying?
We're invited by residents here, and there have been residents who, you know, last week.
Right, but you're not exactly going into their homes. What you're doing is distributing food products.
But it says in the lease, and I can show you a copy of the lease, residents are allowed to make use of the public property within reasonable restrictions.
You're not a resident.
And they're guests. It says in the lease.
Okay, well, we're not here to discuss the lease. If you want to just get the okay from them.
To your statement of I'm just doing my job, I think the law is actually on our side in this case.
If it's private property and the property management doesn't desire
that's
so.
That's actually not correct because when you sign a lease, the private property.
Would you like
property,
to go speak to them and we can hash this
I'd
real quick?
I'd be happy to. I'd like to. And have one of my friends come along,
sure.
If that's all right.
Sure.
Yeah, but we need, obviously, somebody to stay there with the sign.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Two more cars? It's 5 police cars.
Who's accompanying me here? My name is Del. What's your Jimmy? Gibbon? Either way, if they're willing to do that, whatever works, I can make the trek though.
Okay, I got a drop for him.
Okay, but you're still with me here?
Yep.
Say again? Oh, the lease. Yeah, if you look at the lease, and I'm happy to send you a copy, I have a PDF. Residents and their guests are allowed to make use of the public property as long as it's not disruptive, too loud, or illegal.
So which resident is allowing
you to have a resident who went on record last week, and her name is Bella. She's not out here with us today.
But you are here on her behalf without her?
Uh-huh.
How does that work?
There's nothing in the lease that prohibits that. There's nothing in the lease that says that
you're
accompanying your company.
Yeah.
They're dead.
So you have to
see,
have
it's not, you can't write extra things into the lease.
Right.
You have to go by what the lease says. But and there's nothing in the lease that says the management has the right
to override.
Where is
that responsible?
That's not specified in the lease as a condition. That's not specified in the lease as a condition.
I know you specified it on behalf of the guest. If the guest isn't here, how do we know that to be true is what I'm asking?
Well, we could give her a call.
Huh?
We could give her a call.
We could keep people in person. We could call anybody and say, I'm such a stuff. I don't think that would be right.
Well, so they could do that in person as well, but...
Yeah, we would have to do that in person. Oh, yeah.
He would not want to speak to you. Well, how about I just come in? We just wanted to clarify about being able to have the...
If that camera dog cannot come in here.
Okay, then I'm going to close the door. No, I don't even want to listen to your phone. Go ahead. You want to hand it off to some of the... We are a guest, and we've been invited to use the property. And if you look in the lease, you spoke to the last week.
So, the Emerson Police Department is the
okay.
They have contacted us to bring actually, I'm designated an area and ask y'all to comply with.
families are either term resolved or compliant with what they were left. So they come with the business and they're going to exercise their private property rights. And they're going to dollar member or resident here that they're asking y'all to.
So we're in the same area with the food. You understand that, right? So all the food is within that area of the cone thing all set up?
The food is supposed to be in that area, but you guys can't go door to door and not minister anything like that.
Okay, we won't do that.
But somebody was doing that. Somebody was going door to door, giving out literature, telling them that it was free food here. You cannot do that.
Well, talk to them. I'm not aware that somebody was doing that, but if you can tell us who that was, you can. If we can talk to the person who stated that, we can let them know. Or if somebody would tell us who was doing that.
If somebody is familiar with you guys, they just follow you, follow
Collins,
and you don't have to go door to door.
But here's the issue. If the people look where we usually are and they see nobody there, they're not
going to
realize that.
Word of mouth.
Well, I think people that don't want to make the quarter mile trek or don't look out their window and not see us there. So if we could just have one person, I could be the person to stand there in the grass. I'm not going to shout anything. I'm not going to have literature. And just a sign.
No,
that will show
the designated area is there. That's where it's supposed to be. That's the agreement that was made.
Do you see the issue, though, with the visibility being hidden away back there and the people not knowing that we'll be there?
Well, that's the man. When I say man, I mean infant. But when they don't see us at the usual area, you have this big old sign. The peripheral is wide. So you see a big old sign you got over the van that says food over landlord.
My concern is the people that are way up there that aren't going to be able to see around that corner, but they do see the area that we're doing.
So the area is already designated. You can all be standing right here. That's it.
My other concern is we tried to explain to them last week. I think we may actually. But this is the thing about leasing law. When I think you're misunderstanding.
Now, what we're here to discuss is the private property rights.
The lawyers said that their private property rights.
And your house instead of property rights.
Exactly. Can I please just 30 seconds? Can I please just
come on? I
don't think you do. Because if the property owner signs over some of the property ownership rights to the resident, that's why your landlord can't just walk into your house, or the scenario that you just mentioned. That's why if I'm a resident, I'm allowed to invite you.
Why y'all don't just
surprise?
I mean, y'all just
trying
to get it. I've been trying to get it, but
that's
not right.
Compromise. Okay.
No more than 200 yards down, there's a giant park with a big old
But do you have people with disabilities, people that are shut-in, people that are not able to access that area?
I'm sure that if y'all want to leave stadium for them, people who are shut-in, then they can probably deliver the food back and forth.
What sort of thing?
I'm not
talking
about how that can occur.
Well, could we do that?
What happens here is we're getting an opportunity to just go 100 miles down the road.
It's not accessible for those folks, but if we could figure something out that would make
that, it. That is your responsibility to do.
Well, how about we have somebody bring the people. How about the people with the disability that are still getting up?
But does that not make sense where you would just get that list from there and just let you deliver?
Some of it sounds like it makes sense, but it sounds like you're saying no to that.
You don't want to go door to door at all.
You would. Did you deliver
to the people? We're supposed to be coming up with a compromise with the leasing office, correct? If we can't get flyers out door to door to let people know where
we're going. What do y'all
find? So nobody came in to speak to the property manager to speak to any of this. They could show up and do what they want to do. Had you guys came in and spoke to her when she asked you to speak, all this stuff, because we actually
tried.
What?
No, we do not.
What you told us
was you got a vote amongst the residents, and y'all
you were
here
when you
got voted. You can't come in here and speak, making an arrangement.
I don't think that's accurate. I'm not sure who gave you that information, but.
You did.
What did I say to that effect? We don't vote.
Well, you said you took a vote amongst the residents. You guys voted against coming in.
I didn't say any such thing.
Yes, you did. You said it about 2 weeks ago.
I don't. We don't vote. Wait, what? How would we do that?
That's it. That's nothing else.
Is perfect.
I don't even know. You guys are making it step. We are all on the agreement that this is a great gesture, but you can't have it all your way. We've made the arrangement that you guys have set up over here. Period. The end. Dot. That's it. There's nothing to
walk around and tell people.
They already know. You guys are lying. Why was going down the street? Word of mouth.
How about as a compromise?
There is no compromise.
Officer King mentioned the folks that are not able to, Lieutenant King, are not able to make it.
We're trying to keep the peace, and there's conflict. And it's embarrassing because they got cameras everywhere. We've never not said that this was not a great idea because it is. But you guys are being so defiant, you're disrespectful, and rude because you're not going to have it on your way.
Okay,
so we already set up.
It's already not our way to be in there. Why don't we just be in there and we'll take the food to the people that are not able to physically come up? So you said no to that?
I said no like 10 times.
Okay, not even to the like shut it for the people that are disabled.
No,
the
people who are.
We can't bring anybody.
I'm
all
here. I'm not doing fun. But.
I don't understand why. She don't owe you an
explanation, though. She don't owe you an explanation.
Let's talk. But if we just do it in the designated area, then.
Just
that
security.
Where are they?
Right here.
It seems like
they're pretty clear.
Something about the record.
Okay, so what if we have. What if we put balloons out that say,
that was.
We just got a our concern is that people can't see us and that we can't bring students to the people who see it.
That's what the whole point of this is. And we're willing to, like, try to work with you.
No,
but y'all, like, put this to the side. And that's, like, a very clear concern. Is that not justified?
It's a good thing, but I'm pretty sure everyone out here, they're getting close, whether it be from you guys or someone else. They're not going hungry.
People are going hungry, though. The folks that say that they have 3 pieces of bread and a hot pot between 3 people.
But they can afford rent out here. I'm pretty sure they eat, man.
Probably why they can't afford to eat, because they're spending their money on rent. They probably get pizza.
I have not responded to the death and death decisions involving starvation.
Okay,
so that hasn't happened. So rest assured on that.
Okay. But rest assured,
it hasn't happened.
But as long as the people are dying from starvation, if they're going hungry a little bit, that's
okay. The issue at hand is the apartment complex wants to return to business as usual. We are being out here to keep the peace, okay? And we don't want to have to follow their lead on anything, okay?
You don't want to have to arrest anyone for giving out free groceries.
All we're asked to do is respect their rights as private property people. And we're saying, hey, 100 yards down the road. So
I think that we are within the leash, respecting their rights as private property. That's what the people, that's what the lawyers that we've spoken to have said, that within the leash, we've tried to have the lawyer speak to the officer that responded the other
day.
Okay, well, let's do that. Yeah, can we get a card? Okay, well, can we get a card of somebody to contact?
You are in contact with her. What are you talking about? You have your email. You emailed me.
I have an email through the website, but
okay,
I don't
so
have her.
I thought
we did reply to that. I haven't heard back from her.
Okay, well, you got to give her a moment. It was
Maybe. Maybe we better call and find out. Well, let's go see them in the meeting.
All right, I just think about where you just said go.
I'm back on, by the way, right there.
Particularly to elderly and people with mobility issues, you say they don't matter. That you're not willing to compromise with us.
And then
we
say, I can't bring the back to the compromise
so that we can bring them back. That's your stance, is that they don't deserve to have that assistance, and I think that that's really important.
No, what I was saying was the great difference that you're doing, but you can't all have it your way.
Including bringing in people that can't access.
Some of that being said, you can set up over there with a phone bar.
But the people that can't access it, we're just leaving them.
This is just like nitpicking and harassment. It's like, what's the problem?
Yeah, it seems like kind of harassing us for just trying to do the thing that you acknowledge is a good thing. So Lieutenant King, would you mind repeating the thing that you said about not responding to any deaths of starvation here? Sure, but can we do that in the designated area? 10 minutes ago, you said you haven't responded to any deaths from starvation in this complex. Can you explain what you meant by that?
We're going to go back in.
But she acknowledged you said that.
We're going to go back in.
The woman behind the desk said that the people probably have food stamps. They were pretty explicit that that's what they said. And the other officer who's been here the past 2 weeks said that ultimately it's not our responsibility to give out food. And she guarantees us that they're not going hungry. But also they said that we would not be allowed to bring food to the people who are disabled and shut-ins and unable to access their new tucked away, farther away location. So we asked and asked if we could bring people the food, just the ones that need it. In fact, Lieutenant King came up with a compromise. Thanks for, helping me with my disability here. I appreciate your insights there. So, Lieutenant King, you offered a compromise that maybe we could bring food to the people who are disabled, get a list of people who wouldn't be able to make it out. But management said no to that.
Okay.
Bouncing around there. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I want to get it too because I just want to go hearing
that recording.
Are you giving me advice on how to walk? Like, how to walk? The officer just knows. He was like, watch your step. I don't want you to fall. Like, I'm just going to space plant if he doesn't help me.
Seven police calls. Wow. Brad, there's no more crying. Everybody please.
Hey, guys.
You have some food?
spring coming? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's slowly dropping.
I've got another, it's probably nothing. There's another call coming in, but I'm going to ignore it.
Okay.
So can you give us a recap of what went on in there?
Well, we spoke to the management. We went into the management's office. They wouldn't allow any cameras in, but they did let me and my friend come in to speak to them, but they just had a hard line that there could be nobody down at the corner where we usually serve. And we tried to tell them that, you know, people aren't going to see somebody down there, so they're not going to know to come out. And if we could have one person out there with a sign, then we could, you know, then the people would be able to see us from their window and know to come out. But they just held a hard line. It wouldn't let us do anything. We said, you know, what if we take food to the people who are disabled or elderly and not able to make this new longer trek up to the Hidden Away area? And the management said, no, even the cops offered that as a possibility to get a list of names of people that need food brought to them. And the manager said no to that. And then it devolved into this unreal, disgusting, you not even going to believe it. One of the ladies behind the desk in the management office said, oh, I'm sure these people have food stamps. I presumably to say they don't need this food. And then this one officer, the female officer who made the arrest last week, said, well, they can afford rent here, so I'm pretty sure they can afford food. And I said, well, maybe the fact that they're paying the high rent here means that they can't afford food, which she didn't respond to. And he said, I'm pretty sure nobody's going hungry, but I don't see how she knows that. And then Lieutenant King over here with the gold badge said, I haven't responded to any calls for deaths for starvation in this apartment complex. And he wouldn't explain further what he meant by that, but I think you guys should go and ask him, because it sounds like he's saying as long as people aren't literally dying from starvation, it's okay if they're going hungry. And I tried to tell the officer that we had spoken to one person who said they had 3 pieces of bread and a hot dog to go around for 3 people for dinner that night, and that was all that they had, and they were hungry. So I think the management at least is dangerously out of touch with the amount of poverty and that there is an apartment complex, that they're denying people food because either they're genuinely out of touch with how much people need it or they just callously don't care. But I think
that was King.
Yeah, Officer King here, the white guy with the gold
badge. How are you? How are you?
Good.
I'm doing good, man. I'm good to see you. So what we got going on out here today? What is that? Tell me what that is. Thank you, ma'am. What is this? Okay.
That's a good thing.
Okay. Great job you guys doing out here.
Hey, what
you guys
y'all
doing? Really, I came up over here. Really,
yeah.
Really good. Noble cause you guys got going on out here. So continue to feed. Continue to provide food. I think it's a great call.
Thank y'all.
We have permission, yeah.
The only thing we ask is just kind of work with the complex or to give you guys an area. We got to stay within the area that gives you
the
work.
We're not going
to
get into the business of and doing all that. And we just have a transfer. We don't even have a transport thing right now.
Well, we have an office to go in to make sure everything is okay.
I think it's just being here to make sure it's not bad. We've been up here for 30 minutes and then we're down there, so what's
They're going to mess with our sign. I don't want to go mess with it. The tenants actually in the lease, the tenants have the right to invite guests.
Yeah, so they have the right as private property that they can get to actually come onto the property initially.
The police department is just to come to the property,
then they have the right to ask to leave. Now, that's the only time.
That's actually not true. You're mistaken about that. Could I explain that to you? Because none of the officers are with them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, like I said, I mean, we have no issue with you guys out here feeding the community. Continue to do it. Great call.
But it's just all to do. It's still a rest.
If they call 911, we have to.
If they call 911, we have to respond.
You have to respond to 911 calls. Yeah. Keep the peace, basically. Make sure you guys' rights are protected and that y'all are okay, and make sure their rights are protected. Keep the peace. And, you know, we'll respond, and if things keep like it is, we'll encourage you guys to keep doing a great job. Just try to work with them, because they're trying to work with you guys. They gave you an area.
Well,
okay, don't worry about that. You're not here for her name. You're here to feed the people, right? So her name's not important.
Yeah, you're doing a good thing.
Stick to the calls you're here for.
No, they did.
They say that they're there to protect people's rights, to protect your rights, but they're not even listening to what your rights are. They don't even know what your rights are.
I think we are misunderstanding the tenant law.
We just want you guys to be safe.
You're telling me not concerned about the law. You're here to enforce
about the law. Tenant law.
You're supposed to be
enforcing
the law.
We're not enforcing any tenant law. We don't enforce tenant law. We enforce
criminal
law.
Are
we criminal? No, sir, not at all.
Exactly. No crime has been committed, so they have no business. This is a civil issue, if anything.
Civil area, we deal with
them. You have no business because you think.
Well, we have. If they call 911,
just let me have 30 seconds without being interrupted. The tenant law informs the criminal law because they have no grounds to tell the tenants that they can't have their invited guests here. The tenant's lease specifies that they're allowed to use public property. There's the public areas within the property, them and their guests.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing in the lease that specifies.
Which are you against?
Hold on. Okay, there's nothing in the lease that specifies that the management has the right to override that. The lawyers we've spoken to, they don't think that the management has that right. And you're acting on the belief that they do. You're actually mistaken.
Okay. And which tenant invited you?
We have a contract by that. We're invited.
The owner on the house.
I'm not gonna say
someone comes to your house.
The property owner does not have the right to kick out tenants or guests.
I don't necessarily have to explain, lease procedures.
I'm not sure you're understanding. You don't have the right to tell us
we have the right to respond
use.
Anywhere in DeKalb County.
You don't have the right to enforce laws that don't exist.
Did we enforce anything today?
Yeah.
What did we do?
Well, how about I go back down there and stand and tell people that they can come up here?
Well, if the apartment complex, which is private property, asks you, and they're trying to work with
people. Enforce it.
Let's not try to make, are we trying to be peaceful together, or are we trying to just create
happiness?
They're supposed to be here to protect your rights, and they're not protecting your rights. They're making up rights that the property holder has. The property holder doesn't have those rights because they got tenants there.
But what's the problem now? It's like you just wanted to find a problem or make one. There is no problem. We're glad you guys are here. We say you're doing a great job. We're not enforcing anything.
Hey, you know what?
Are you done?
Captain Hughes and I actually grew up in this area. So we're
I got family that grew up in the same area. But we're glad you guys are here.
Second server, would I be able to respond to that question?
Sure.
Did you ask me what the problem is?
There is no problem.
Well, you asked me.
All right, but I'm telling you there is no problem. Thank you guys for being here. Keep up the good work.
I'd love to respond to your question.
It's okay.
The main thing is that the people who were taking care of the company, that's what we're trying to do.
All the legalities are not important. If the people are getting fed, your mission is accomplished. Nobody
people are not getting fed if they don't know that there's food here.
Well,
I'm sorry. In life, things don't always go the way we like for them.
Well, you know, you have to learn how to have proper dialogue with people.
Maybe you can teach me one day off duty when I'm off.
They're hiding the food away from people. That's what they're doing.
You're keeping the food away from people by making it be up here and inaccessible. You're enforcing the management's decision even though they have no legal grounds to make that decision.
Have your lawyers talked to me while working out?
I want to put six on a different I think.
Did the cops leave or what?
They're not exactly leaving. It seems like nobody's willing to come up here because there's a bunch of cops and cop cars forming around. It looks like it'd be a risk to them to come up here.
No, that's not
a
lot of cars anymore.
The
cars
are gone.
Well,
the people who look down on that corner.
Well, they'll be leaving in a second also. So they have all the access.
Yeah,
all the access you want right here.
So for the people who are unable to access.
But it's again, like we said, that's something you got to work out with management. Management provides you guys with a great space today. I think at least they're bending a little bit.
Just because she's on vacation, that's
fine. But at the same time, you guys got to pay the fans a little bit as well. I think we can all work together. If you guys want to feed the community, they give you a spot to feed the community. I think we're getting there.
I don't see any members of the community here to get food.
Yeah,
make them come. No, people are so wanted.
This is harassment.
But
suddenly,
when we're up here,
this is outrageous. Like, somebody should start a chant or something.
What's that?
Well, we did pull
this is like harassment. This is like somebody should start a chant or, like, be angry about, you know, like.
Oh,
we should start a chant and be angry. Marlon, I'm a friend. General Marlon from the
air conditioning room. You have a very good place that I can do. Oh, the rent off. Again, like you told you, you have to rent off the passive right if they leave my property.
That's not true. The rental office signed contracts with the tenants, giving the tenants rights over the property. That's how the lease works. If they wanted to retain all their rights, then they shouldn't have signed legal contracts with the tenants.
Hey, nice meeting you. All right. Thank you. All right. Somebody finally gave me a hand. There's rental office signed a
contract with the tenants when they signed the lease, giving them the right to lease.
Yeah, so it's a civil issue. So it's not a criminal issue, so they have no business
issue,
there.
If it's not a criminal issue, then why are police here arresting
until it becomes a criminal issue when they tell you to leave the property. Then it crosses over.
But they don't have the legal right to tell us to leave the property,
yes,
so it doesn't have the right to become a criminal
issue. Yes, they do. They actually do.
They do not. They signed a contract. They signed a contract with the tenant.
As a law enforcement officer, they have the right.
You should ask them. You should ask them if somebody, if management said that a tenant needs to leave the property, would they come and arrest that tenant?
Our residents right now. I don't know.
That a tenant has the right. To
I don't know this person right now. I need him to leave, and you call the police. That person has to leave.
Because I'm a resident. If the landlord does that
right.
from my
this
house,
is landlord,
don't have
this
right
is the owner. The landlord. Landlord is
my house
the owner.
My house that I'm renting. Does the landlord have the right to tell my guests that they have to leave?
They do.
Yes, they do. You're renting.
What if they tell the tenant to leave?
You gotta
read that.
I don't want this person
you gotta read that.
On my property.
So what if the landlord came up and told the tenant that's on the lease that's not in violation of their lease that they had to leave?
Then there's other legal remedies.
Exactly. So the police have the right to decide.
Legal eviction. The biggest thing is that you guys are not on the lease.
Agreement.
That's the problem. The lease agreement is only between the tenant and the apartment complex. Not,
if you look at what's
not,
written in that lease agreement, they
are... Can I get people coming up. Somebody just came up and got something. All right.
What's up, big guy? What's up, buddy? You good? Can you throw that pig skin?
I'm kind of done arguing with cops. If somebody
yeah, this is why I say that you should, like, start a chant or something, right? It's like you should signal, like, general outrage at the situation rather than, like, trying to talk to them because they don't give a fuck, right? You can tell by their attitude, by their tone, that they're just, like, having fun, you know?
They don't give a fuck.
I am personally intimidated by
people.
You're intimidated by the police?
Yeah.
You and I had a great conversation. I even took one of your flyers.
I think you should just, like, make noise and make an issue of it so that tenants can see that, like, it's
don't
an issue.
Let's make noise and make an issue.
I don't know, like, what, how the best to make an issue of it is, but, like.
All right.
Trying to reason with a cop is just pointless. Let's just do a chant.
I like a chant. Is there something about the cops leaving?
I think more let us give away food. I don't know. Maybe we can stop and feed it. Let's stop. Because they're not going to reach us. We just straight told them what the law is. And they're not gonna. Like, can we please just ignore them and hopefully they'll go away?
All right. I'll hang out here with you for a little while.
I have no doubt.
No, I'm gonna hang up. I'm gonna hang up.
I'm on the phone with Miles.
So what's going on now?
There's these kids and the cops are approaching us. Yeah. Does somebody like escort the kids or like bring them food? The police are now going up to anybody that tries to come get food.
That's the purpose of the thing.
Are y'all like recording sort of like interviews and narratives as all of this is happening? I don't know who's there with a camera.
We have rice, we have tofu, we have
rice. Yeah. Not really. We've got a two-person potluck team here, that's it.
Oh, okay. It might make sense. Even, it's not, like, in real time, just to get somebody to, like, record kind of, like, narratives of explaining what's happening and what's been going on.
Well, maybe we can do that.
Just in case we need another video.
Do we have anybody that'd be willing to, like, record narratives of what's going on? Like, I don't know. Marlon's asking if we, like, get
I love it.
I can hold it. Would you want to do that right now? If you can find anybody that's willing to do it. But that's great. But also just to get a feel of what the conflict looks like and how far away we are. Because you are right.
I'm going to have to drop in a couple minutes again, I think.
I think it's a bit of a stretch, but it's like clear. have those? In the truck there? Thanks, that's fun. Oh, thanks, yeah, it's coming around to you.
I don't want to cross some of this stuff here.
Yeah, I guess I'll just get whatever video I can while I'm on. It's pretty ineffective.
Most of the stuff
is gone, right?
Yeah.
We have a little bit left of
the meal train. We have a milk filter. Doing good.
Yeah. No, the cops don't care about the law. Anybody want to tell the camera what's going on?
Yeah, they're basically pretending to be our welcome group.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm rolling. Let me think of some interview questions here.
Load up especially for the holidays.
Okay, I have them. There you go.
Yeah.
they are intimidating people. Mm-hmm. Right. Cover that way. All right, I'm done.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't give any good interview questions.
I
might want to get ready. Lieutenant King, could you just really quick explain what you meant by not responding to any calls for deaths from starvation to this complex? I mean, you said it on, presumably on your camera when you were inside. Is it, are you like now ashamed that you said that maybe? If you'd like a chance to take it back, then we could. Yeah, we're going to
Meanwhile,
maintenance man is out here with the cops instead of doing his job. Which I was talking to, you know, he was trying to talk about something earlier, like, y'all can't be right here, something. And I said, he ain't nothing but the maintenance man. And he came out his own mouth and said, you're right, I'm nothing but the maintenance man. And I was about to get real disrespectful and say, why aren't you doing your job then? But, it's whatever, you know. I'm just out here to be an activist and get ignorant.
What interactions have you had with management in the past?
They convicted me and my mother about 2 years ago, and we were trying to save our apartment, so we gave them money on the day of our eviction, and we never got it back, so we still got eviction.
How much money did you give them?
$352.
What was the...
It was for trying to save our apartment, because we owed them $500, and they took our money, and we said, we'll give them the other $200 later. And they said, okay, took the money, came back 2 hours later and evicted them. Woke me up out of my sleep and evicted them.
What was it like being evicted?
I never got evicted before. It's really traumatizing when you're a kid, you know, because it's like, where you gonna go? Thank God my grandma literally stayed 2 doors down from us while we were at home.
Apples over here. So you had to move in with your grandma, yeah?
Yep, me and my mom. My mom was still living with my grandmother, which is a tenant out here. And I moved away with her.
What did they do when they evicted you?
For a long time, they tried to criminal trespass us and say we can come see my grandmother. But we kind of fought that. So we kind of just kept coming out here, and they kind of shut up, basically. Because you can't keep family from seeing family.
Did they say why they wanted to criminal trespass?
No. Just wanted to.
You don't
want to anymore? On the pit.
Thank you. You're welcome. We have what else? What other interactions do you have with us?
You know, just like being a kid out here growing up in this apartment, you know, a group of kids could be playing, and she'll roll up on her golf cart and pull out her phone. Where do you live? What are you doing? And we're literally running around playing like normal.
Oh, try to accuse you of something?
Hyundai tried to accuse me of vandalizing the mailbox. Took pictures of boys that weren't me. Told me to my mother, tried to tell me that was me at my mother's bed. The second time she tried to accuse me of something, somebody had spray painted Esconda on one of the walls out here. And she swore up and down that it was me. And the thing about it is, it happened while it was dark. She had a picture in the dark of a person, of a shadow, and she swore the shadow was me.
So is this before or after she evicted you?
This was after.
So she just had something out for you, huh?
Yep. That's how she is. How fond of Pittman is of the Park 35 apartment.
What do you mean that's how she is?
She's a very mean and hateful person. She has no heart. If she did, she wouldn't be trying to arrest people for giving out food.
Well, what do you think about how it's going today?
I feel like that we would have been able to feed more people if we were in our normal spot. She pushed us away on purpose, out of sight. It's been kids coming up looking for the food. Kids can't find the food. Old people can't find the food. We have to literally drive around and deliver food because nobody knows. They look down the hill and they don't see us in our normal spot. They figure that we gave up. We don't want to. In reality, it's a building that blocks us away. But if the building wasn't there, they would be able to see us. So she did this on purpose. She moved us in this particular spot on purpose.
Well, they told us that we couldn't deliver.
They told us that we couldn't deliver food to people, so that was a shame. But me, as being my grandma being a tenant out here and knowing that she needs the food, I'm going to continue to deliver the food out here because I know we need the food. I'm about to go deliver another box right now.
Okay.
As soon as I'm done with this interview.
Okay. You got anything else to
add? Mm-mm.
Food not bound for life. Bye. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah?
I heard that whole interview. You got that on a camera?
Uh-huh.
Excellent. That's really good. I'm glad that y'all are doing interviews. I just got an email from an independent journalist. He says, I've written about social movements for Newsweek, The Daily Beast, Vice, and they're like, you know, social justice-y type articles. I've written specifically about food not bombs in the past. I recently saw your video. I think I can interest one of my editors in the story if y'all are down to talk.
Dude, did you get that of me being in the office? Because if you weren't recording, nobody was.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I
in my pocket, though.
Okay, you didn't have the hat recording?
It died.
Oh, okay. I mean, the call was going. I had to drop off listening for a while, but as far as I know, this whole call is being recorded.
It seems like with the camera in my with the phone in my pocket, you're able to pick up everything, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good audio, but, like, if we needed to prove that something happened, I think it would suffice.
Yeah, there was a lot of things that were just, like, jaw-dropping that they fucking said.
Have you given an interview yet saying, like, here's what they said?
To the Progressive News, yeah.
Well, just, like, on a camera that we control, it would be good to have you giving an account of it, because that'll probably be easier to work with media-wise than,
like, me saying,
you know, the recording of the phone. Yeah, like, you should just repeat, like, how the conversation went and what people said. That way we can use that in the media rather than, like, a really muddy phone recording. You know, the phone recording can back it up if they say we're lying, but, like...
Well, the cop that was like, I haven't responded to any calls for deaths from starvation is, like, still here. And I just walked up to him. No, I did. I just walked up to him, and I was like, Lieutenant King, can you explain what you meant by that? And he just stared me down. Like...
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing that maybe, like, I mean, I know y'all don't have a media team right now, but if you could go up to him and you could be like, I'm explaining to the camera, right? Well, like, explain to the camera the context, right? So that it's, like, you know, as though you're putting together a media piece. You know, like, so this cop, when I was in there, he said this.
What did you want him to do differently than what I just did?
What I'm saying is, like, we need context, right? Like, just the fact that you have a recording of him saying that, like, it's not really, like, we need it to be, like, I need you to, like, tell the story of it, or I need you to tell the story in front of him so that it's on camera, so that people know, like, you know,
I feel like I did that
the context of what happened. Sure, but do you get what I'm saying? Like, from making a video perspective, it's like, I can't just put a video of, like, this cop saying this and then people get angry. Like, they have to understand what it's about. So, like, if you can have a conversation with him, or if you can accuse him, or, you know, like...
Yeah, he won't talk to
me. That kind of thing.
Okay, I'm going to take off these cameras with some... Thank you. Can someone hold this? We normally do our grocery distro about 100 feet down that way. You can see the public area that's much more accessible. If you look down about 100 feet that way. But management, for some reason, didn't want us down in that public area, so they set us off in this back parking lot that's not very accessible. They set up some traffic cones. So you can see there's this small area that they designated for us to be in. All of that. So we told the security guards that were there posted up where we normally are, look, folks aren't going to know that we're way back there, and if they just see a couple of security guards, they're going to think that we got run off again. Because last week somebody got arrested down there trying to serve the groceries. So if people look out their window and see just the security guards, they aren't going to realize that we're even back here and they're not going to bother to come out. So they won't see us. So we tried to speak with security guards and ask them if we could just have a person with a sign down there telling people where to go. But the security guards wouldn't hear it, and they spoke to the manager, and the manager called the police back out here. The police said that they have to respond to 911 calls. So I guess the manager called 911 because we had a couple people in a sign down in our normal area, even though we complied with their unlawful response to make us come up here. We actually have the right to be using public spaces because the lease specifies that tenants and their guests are allowed to use the public spaces in, as long as it's not disruptive. We're not doing anything disruptive. So management called 911 for the third week, and the police came and wouldn't hear of our explanation that the lease gives us the right to be here and just enforce the management's wishes and threaten us that if we didn't leave here, we would be arrested. If we didn't leave down, the police threatened us that if we didn't leave the area down where we were served, we would be arrested. So they forced us to come back up here. And we went and spoke to the management in the management's office, but they wouldn't allow any cameras in. They didn't realize that I was recording with my phone in my pocket. But they wouldn't allow any cameras in, and they wouldn't make any accommodations for people with disabilities who are elderly who aren't able to walk the extra 100 feet up here. In fact, Lieutenant King suggested that we bring people food to their apartments if we know specific people that have mobility issues that aren't able to come and carry the food. But the management wouldn't allow that either. So so a conversation ensued that just evolved into further and further ridiculousness, where the cops were saying, the one officer that made the arrest last week said, "I'm sure people aren't hungry. It's not your responsibility to provide people with food," and expressed the confidence that the people didn't need the food. You know, and I tried to explain to her, look, we've spoken to people that say that they just have 3 pieces of bread and a hot dog to go around between 3 people for dinner, and they told me that they do need the food, and she wouldn't listen to that. And then Officer King, or Lieutenant King over here says, "I haven't responded to any calls for deaths from starvation to this apartment complex." So when we try to ask him to explain what he meant by that, he refuses to engage with us. So I think I'm going to have another try at that if you want to come with me. Excuse me, Lieutenant King. Would you mind explaining what you meant by you haven't responded to any calls for deaths from this apartment complex?
Oh, okay.
Lieutenant King, would you explain what you meant in the office when you said that about no one's died from starvation in this apartment complex? Okay, look, they're leaving.
Yeah.
Lieutenant King, if you could just give me 10 seconds of your time. Okay.
Did the cops leave?
No, they're leaving. I guess they are finally leaving, so let's continue calling them down the phone.
Come on.
Like he's standing down at the corner now, so maybe I can talk to him there. free groceries up there for you. They just moved us back out of the way here. You should come up and get some. I'm kind of out of my range now. They have body cams. I don't know what. But the open rest is back with they're allowed to request it under the open rest of that. We got some free groceries up there. Got some free groceries up there in the parking lot.
Got some free groceries up there.
Got some free groceries up there. Got some free food up there if anybody's hungry. Free groceries.
Get it off, get it.
No. They offered this all if you want some free food.
No, I'm back down here standing by the sign that was originally the cops were originally called about. The sign's been down here this whole time. Got some free groceries up here.
Oh, no. Hang out. Hang out over here with the groceries. Yes, ma'am. You've done great. You're welcome. Have a good day. Happy Thanksgiving. Save me some food. Come on, now. All right. Hey.
Y'all want a break? I thought I was 10:30. No, they're not going to leave.
You want to say anything while we're done?
Suddenly, I've been standing here telling people, hey, we got some free groceries up there. Free groceries up in the parking lot. Got some free groceries in the parking lot. Standing down here. Telling people about the free groceries. which is the original issue that the management told us we couldn't do. And that's why they called the cops on us. But now it seems like the cops have backed down and they're okay with us doing it. But that cop now is back up there.
Did you just want to get like a shot of this area? Talk about like the difficulty of that.
Hey, Red, could you come behind me? Oh, yeah, and you can get a shot up there. But you can't really see around this corner. But we chose this grassy spot originally because it's so visible. The people in these apartments up the hill can, from their window or from right outside their apartment that were down here. So when they took us away up this hill about 50 or 100 feet back, the people from these apartments aren't going to be able to see that we're out here. So that's why we were standing out here trying to tell people, you know, where we were because we moved. Got some free groceries up here. But you can see up here behind the hill, it's kind of hard to see. And the cop went back to where the groceries are. A long trek up the hill for somebody who's not super mobile.
So from Natalie from House of Justice says if residents would be interested in meeting with Housing Justice League or tenant leaders about organizing, I can arrange that.
Nice. Thank you. That was so fucking fun. Why didn't we do that like 2 hours ago? Like chasing down the hill. I want just like a compilation of that. Of like Lieutenant King like running away. But originally, the first time I asked him when I was walking down with you and the APN, I go, you know, why'd you say that? What did you mean? And he goes, watch your step. I don't want you to fall. There's something difficult. Like, step over. Thanks for your help with the walking advice. What a piece of shit. And then did you see they were super condescending to that other dude with the cane that came up?
Yeah.
I saw him being like, oh, I'll get that.
I'm like, I already got it.
Oh, God, he's so gross, dude. He really makes me want to vomit. I have some friends that really nice.
Yes, this way.
Yeah, that's right. You know where our restaurant is.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a cousin right here with you.
Started down. Yes. And they bought it. we need them. Not just cameras, but they would do that. Yeah, well, they would do that. He would do an interview. I know, that's what I'm telling you.
Who has the camera now? Did somebody hand off that camera with the red band, or any of them? Who did we hand that camera to?
I got a couple.
Who did we hand off the camera to?
It's in your
Does somebody want to do an interview? Y'all want to start breaking down?
Yeah.
2:30.
Okay.
No. 2:30.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah,
because
you got
blocked. Okay. We want to hang out. What do you
want to do? Let's start breaking down and we can do the interview. It's going to take a minute to break down. Do we have like a goat box? Well, okay, so you know about our goat friends, right? Anything that looks like it's kind of goat worthy? Oh, they love these. Stuff that looks like it'll last till Sunday or till Friday, I mean, we can save, but the other stuff we can compile into boxes. It doesn't have to come out of the plastic because we can do that there, but we can compile that into boxes and we'll go bring it to the goats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, this is on your whole box.
I think they're going
to. I think all these onions need to go.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think any
more like a green than my rice. I think the leafy greens aren't going to be until Friday. So. Yeah, anything that you want to say.
Come on now.
But the John doesn't really like it.
Where's he at?
Maybe.
Maybe? In touch. That's what it's like. You like to just quit me, doesn't it?
Because you're doing the fake-friendly, intimidating thing.
Oh, okay. A lot of people out here have been waving at me, and we're probably in the community, know a lot of them.
Well, you're sort of pretending to be friendly, but you're actually being intimidating. And I think the friendliness that you feel, well, you crowd up into people's personal space.
Whose personal space?
Show up with like, all the people that you've gotten within, like, 2 or 3 feet of.
Right.
You crowd up around them. You have this, like, extremely jovial but kind of over-the-top demeanor.
I just like having a good time. Thank you.
But it's fake, and people can tell that it's fake, and they're intimidated by it.
Right.
What do you want? Right. Ghost stuff can be so in my head.
This is when I think that a chant is appropriate, right? Like, to surround this cop and chant at him. I don't know how people's spirits are, but, like...
Patronizing people really saying that, like, there are no deaths in DeKalb that are due to hunger. Like, clearly you're not well-versed on statistics.
No. So what now?
Clearly some of y'all aren't well-versed on actual.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, we had a gentleman that said... No, we had a gentleman that said...
You were saying...
Let me finish. Why? Why? If you're going to talk over me...
Right.
If you're going to talk over me...
Right.
Then I don't have any sort of social obligation to let you speak over me. I'm trying to be real with you.
I'm agree with you.
I'm trying to be real with you. Somebody said they did not show up today.
Hey, Thurman, are you there?
Did y'all like some groceries? Are you, you want to come out or do you want someone to bring you stuff? He's not going to arrest anybody. He's doing a fake friend.
Earth, are you there?
Yeah.
You are there?
Well, do you just need help? Because we got bags or boxes. So do you want someone to help you or do you want to come out? Can someone help her get a bag?
Okay, what do you want?
Come on. I'm back, Marlon.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, like, it seems like people are mad at this cop and he's being inappropriate, and you should, like, all go around him and chant, or, you know, like, show some kind of unified opposition rather than just being in this argument kind of way. Because I think if a bunch of people were around him, like, chanting and showing, like, principled opposition, you know, like, cops go home, stop harassing us, leave us alone, you know, leave us alone, or whatever, like, you know, I feel like that would have more of an impact. And it would also make people feel stronger, potentially. You know what I mean?
Do y'all want to chant cops go home? Because everybody's, like, talking to the cop and trying to reason. Mylon thinks that we should all just chant cops go home or something rather than trying to reason with this cop. Well, let's break down. If you take everything off the tables and break down the tables.
Marlon on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
You know who this is. Reggie.
Oh, what's up, Reggie?
None, Marlon, none. Just out here with the Food Not Bombs, helping the people at the Food Not Bombs.
I've been hearing these cops giving you all kinds of shit.
Yeah. You know I ain't got no cop wash training, so I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I would
I mean,
tell you what
not...
I did. I would tell you what I did, but you'll probably be mad at me.
I'm not mad at anybody but the cops. I'm just trying to see how we can best deal with them.
If I tell you how I interacted with the cops, you won't be upset.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you'll have to tell me what you did.
I ain't gonna
tell
you. You're gonna be mad at me. For real. I ain't gonna tell you.
Well, I don't really care.
Because Savannah got mad at me. I was being friendly, but I was being sarcastic. So he kind of held out his hand at me when I was done, like, being sarcastic. And I kind of, like, you know, I didn't shake his hand. I kind of, like, dapped him up like a street nigga. You know how I do.
Uh-huh.
And Savannah had got mad at me. Damn.
Well, that's definitely not what we do. What I think the people should do is, like, chant at the cop or, like, all get together and do it like it's a rally, you know? And be like, leave us alone, you know? Because he thinks that he can just do this kind of, like, fake friendly thing.
Yeah.
But if people are all together and they're saying that, like, we don't want you here, you know, that I think that makes them feel like, okay, maybe I better go back and sit in my car because it's getting a little uncomfortable. You know, everybody's, like, yelling at me now.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they don't want to do it because they don't want to make the people that's giving the food, that's getting the food uncomfortable.
Yeah, that could be. But I feel like also the people who are getting the food, they feel intimidated from the cops being there, you know?
Yeah, but we're packing up right now. So I'll talk to you.
Okay.
All right. Keep on, Mom.
Getting fed the goat. So you might as well have it. I'd rather a person have it.
So what, did the cops leave or what, Ram?
Are you with her in the grave or in this room? Is somebody helping her? Up here in the room?
No, they are not.
Is somebody helping her?
My daughter's up here.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you're all set.
I said
I'll go
up there. I didn't know if they had anything.
Yeah, we're just in the middle of breaking down, but we still have some nice stuff.
Veggies.
Okay. Veggies, fruits. Yeah, come on out, because he's going to. There's, like, one cop that's, like, acting all, like, weird, but he's not going to do anything. Yeah, and eat them today. Nobody wants that stuff unless... the cardboard. We can throw that in the dumpster on our way out. If we put the cardboard in last, we can throw that in the dumpster on the way out. Yes, we do. Garbage, because I don't want them to be able to say that we like left it a mess or anything.
And I was about to start opening them to the dumpster.
Well, let me grab these little
Oh, shit.
Because I don't want them to say, like, they left, you know, four pieces of cabbage, so therefore they're bent. We're going to make sure we get a parting shot of this place and show that we left it. Here, I got one more leaf for you.
I just have one. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, hopefully you like it.
Oh, yeah, we should have put together a giveaway bag. That's what we'll do next time, Willa. Here, let me grab these black tools. Snippets, I don't want them to say we left it a mess. That's what we'll do next time. We'll make sure that we put together bags to give people. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Are you coming with or are you staying here?
Well, with the boats and stuff like that.
Yeah, you want to go see the ghost?
Yeah. No.
When are we doing our homework / screen day? Oh, thanks. When are we doing our homework / screen something?
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, we did it.
What happened this week?
Oh,
no.
Do it Saturday. I was about to say Saturday. I don't think I'm doing nothing Saturday.
Okay, will you check in with me before Saturday? Yeah, they confirm with me before Saturday, like by Friday or something, and we'll...
I don't think I'm doing nothing on Saturday. Yeah. Just popping up.
I saw this cartoon that made that work sense. That was so funny. Oh, was that us getting married and then 20 years later?
No. That was my character. My cartoons, some of my cartoons based on my character.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you send you the 3-pounder one that I did like 3 years ago?
Which, jog my memory.
It was like them in the bedroom.
I don't think I got that one.
Oh.
I only got
that one. She said she the one that I really didn't like. You liked it? It was funny?
Yeah, they were good. You're a talented artist. Talented cartoon.
I did not. That's fine. Oh, well.
What do you think is going to happen next week?
You're going to have to talk to me about that, though.
That was nice of him to let us keep it fine.
Mm-hmm. I guess it was just like, fuck it, it's a fine.
I think they just didn't realize. Yeah. Because if they realized that we're
going to keep it.
Maybe. They were like, okay, you have to go back up there. And then the cops.
Yeah.
They told us we have to be fine. Like, the cops are... Well, if we had to go back up there.
Security guard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Security guards had a problem with the time, but
the cops,
I guess, didn't really know.
Maybe the security guards were scared of the looters. The only thing that really pissed me off today was the maintenance man up here.
Really? What's that? I think
he's
been on our side.
If he has always been on your side, why is he not doing his job?
Oh, you made it awesome. No, I didn't do anything but the... Oh, you
he's
didn't do this?
Freaking
I kind of want to hang that up in the house. Well, he's trying to accommodate us.
I sort of think he pulled for us to get him the
job. Maybe he did. Maybe he did. The only thing I don't like about him is he rather consulted about you. Instead of pulling his job. It's how
well, he's probably doing what they're telling him to do. I guess that's everybody.
But his house is falling apart out here.
No, I hear you.
Like, there's a dude that just showed us his sticking in a hole.
Oh, right.
The old lady?
Will you send it to Marlon, can Rose send you this interview with the lady? The cop surrounded?
Oh, yeah. I can't really hear you.
Do you want Rose to send you this interview with the lady that the cops surrounded and blocked from coming to get food?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you want to coordinate that with Rose? Oh, you're gonna email it? It's
yeah.
Marlon, Marlon.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that definitely seems like we got some interesting footage today. I don't know if it'll work. So her name is Linda, and she said she usually works until 6 every day. She's off late because of the holidays.
Oh,
but she said she's gonna switch her shift now so she can be here.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I hope they still let us in. Let's see what happens after
yeah.
Thank you so much. Did you get your car fixed from last week?
No, not all the way. I'm not.
So,
yeah, frustrating.
I rolled this off after I talked to you. This is an hour and a half.
Oh, great.
But I'd like Marlon to take a look at it and see.
Can you send it to him?
Yeah.
Photocopying it'll be there.
No.
Uh-huh.
It's how to deal with a slum landlord.
Oh, I see. I thought it was like a tablet.
That's an apartment building.
I see it now. Or just go hang out with some goats.
I was going to ask you, I got my seltzer water stash. It was hectic. Driver 5. Oh, yes, sir. I'm thirsty, too.
Oh. Who's riding with me to go see goats?
You're the best.
Oh, you're the best.
You told me I always have water, but today I just didn't grab my bag, and then I
My favorite guy. Well, Marlon, I think we're heading out if you want to hang up.
Okay, bye.
Talk to you later.